mop scene.
Wow.
You didn't make it out there, did you?
I did. Who's your father?
Okay, we left off last week on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. We'll start the Gemara 10 lines from the bottom. This is a very important Gemara. We have a din that when you have a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis, so the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, the Avir of the Carmelis, is only up until the first 10 Tvachim. Above the first 10 Tvachim is considered Makom Ptur. My Nafkemina, so let's say I have a home on two sides of the street, and you don't need an Erev HaTzeres to carry from my home into my home. If one family lives on one side of the street and a different family lives on the other side, that's the Gzeir of Shlomo HaMelech, you're not allowed to carry from Beis Yishol Reuven to Beis Yishol Shimon unless you made an Erev HaTzeres. You can't make an Erev HaTzeres if the Turim Shuvis HaYochad are not contiguous. They have to be touching each other. And you have to have a Pesach B'nei. But if you have the same, thank you very much, but if you have the same family living on both sides of the street, you don't need an Erev HaTzeres. The Gemara just discusses earlier, if you're going to, Gemara and Shabbos discuss, you're going to throw from my window to my apartment on the other side, you may miss, and it may fall in the street. But even if you're a good pitcher, also you're not allowed to throw. But if the window is so wide, you're throwing on top of the roof, and it's not shaykh that you should miss, so then you're permitted to throw. So the Shabbos, but how can you throw? But it goes from your Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, into the Rishus HaYochid. So the answer is, if you're throwing above 10 Tvachim, so only the bottom 10 Tvachim have the status of Rishus HaRabim Karmelis, and Lamalim HaSar Tvachim doesn't have a din of Karmelis. That's what... Right. You're not allowed, Shlomo HaMelech made a Tokan, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid if a different family lives in the other Rishus HaYochid. That's how you determine that it's a different Rishus HaYochid. Let's say a different family lives there, but they're away for Shabbos. They're away for Shabbos and they're Shabbos Shabbos, so there's not a chance they're going to come back in the middle of Shabbos, unless someone has a baby or something. But they're away for Shabbos, and then the Mishnah says they don't answer. Then I may carry from my, let's say I have the key to the next door neighbor's apartment. Next to the neighbor's away for Shabbos, so I'm allowed to carry. Even if there wouldn't be, we have an Erev in our building. Even if there wouldn't be an Erev, you'd be allowed to carry from your apartment to his apartment, because if he's not there for Shabbos, he doesn't answer. So if the same family lives in two different apartments, that's not called a different Rishus HaYochid. But the Shah says, how can you throw over the street? So the answer is no. Above 10 Tvachim, over the street, whether the street is a Rishus HaRabim Derais or the street is a Carmelis, does make a difference. The Malim HaSar Tvachim doesn't have a din of Carmelis and doesn't have a din of a Rishus HaRabim. That's what Tosis quotes on the top of Peites on the base, about eight lines from the top. Tosis says, V'had Yomer Perakamah de Shabbos. V'had Yomer Perakamah de Shabbos, Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, it has in parentheses. Ein Karmelis Lamayla Me'asara. I know, what does it mean? Shemikoyach. Tosis is discussing the following shalom. Let's say you have the George Washington Bridge goes over to New Jersey. And it has heavy traffic every day. So what are you going to say? It's not a Rishus HaRabim and it's not a Carmelis, because no Carmelis Lamayla Me'asara, because George Washington Bridge is suspended much above 10 Tvachim, above the ground. So Tosis says, no, that's a joke. Ein Carmelis Lamayla Me'asara means if this is the floor of the Carmelis, so it's only Tofes the first 10 Tvachim, above 10 Tvachim is a Makom Ptur. But if you have the George Washington Bridge, that is a Rishus HaRabim, that is a Carmelis. So there is no din. You can't have a Carmelis. Carmelis doesn't exist. When you have a Carmelis, it's only Teufis, the first 10 Tvachim. But you can have a ground level. The George Washington Bridge has a ground level that the cars ride on and the people, the joggers, walk on that ground level. So that ground level is a Carmelis. It's the Lamalim Asar Tvachim above the ground level. That's not what the Lashon HaGemara means. Taisis says, and here we're telling me that the George Washington Bridge is a Carmelis or Rishus HaRabim. And for Taisis, nah, that Gemara means a different thing. It's not Taifes, the Avir more than 10 Tvachim above the ground level. That's all. So if you throw from your apartment to your apartment across the street, or from my apartment to my neighbor's apartment, but he's away for Shabbos, he's not here, and he's Hashem Shabbos, he's just not going to come back in the middle of Shabbos, so the Gzeirah of Shlomo HaMelech doesn't apply there, so there's no problem of throwing through the street. The status of Carmelus or Rishus Ram, whatever status the street has, only goes up until the first 10 Tefachim, above that is considered a Makom Ptur. But the exception, so, but a Rishus HaYachid is Oilad L'Rakiyah. So Manishtana Hakam Rishus HaYachid is Oilad L'Rakiyah all the way up. So the answer is, that's the rule that we have, whenever you have Mechitzis, have a fence around my front lawn, around my backyard, so whenever you have Mechitzis, so there's a rule, good Asik Mechitzis, good means Meshoch, you stretch. You visualize as if you stretch the Mechitzis, Asik means to go up. There's another rule, good aches mechitzah. If you have mechitzahs that are suspended, so you visualize as if you stretch them and they go down to the ground. So that was, we learned 2 weeks ago, I think, we learned there was a machlokes hatanoim. What if the mechitzahs are suspended above 3 tefachim, above the ground? Do you have a right to say, good aches mechitzah, you stretch them, you visualize as if you're stretching, no one's stretching anything, you're using your imagination. Do you have the right to use your imagination as if you stretch down the mechitzahs, even though the gap from the bottom of the mechitza to the ground is more than 3 tefachim, so we paskin know that if it's mechitza shahagadoyim bokimbo, the goats can jump under it. They're different sized goats. There are big goats and little goats. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. What's the shear? Is it 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim? So we paskin 3 tefachim. That lover is 3 tefachim. So if you have a gap of 3 tefachim or more between the bottom of the mechitza and the ground, then you have no right to say good aches mechitza. But if it's less than 3 tefachim, then you do say good aches mechitza. So and then you have, if you have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, starts from the ground, the mechitza starts within 3 tefachim to the ground, goes up to the height of 10 tefachim, then you visualize as if good, as if you stretch up asik mechitza, as if the mechitza is gob olos ad l'rakia. So the whole avir above it, not only the first 10 tefachim, is dino kibshu sayachit. Even above that is also dino kibshu sayachit. That's the halacha. Good asik mechitza. You stretch the mechitza. You visualize as if they go up. So now the shaila is like this. Let's assume that this is correct. Moshe Feinstein writes about this. Let's assume that the island of Manhattan, it's not, part of it is not true. Let's make believe. Let's imagine that the island of Manhattan doesn't go in, the edge of the island touches the, which it touches the Hudson River and the Harlem River.
Yeah.
Different rivers, okay. So let's assume that on both sides of Manhattan, the east side and the west side of Manhattan, it goes into the river. So if it goes in like a beach, so there's no mechitza. But they built up much of the island in such a way in order to prevent everything from sinking into the river, into the water. So they built it up in such a way that you have steel or you have bricks there or you have stones there, whatever. Yeah, so you have walls. You have real walls over there. So those walls are mamish mechitzas, 10 tefachim tall. When you drive sometimes, when you drive in the Bronx and you look across the river to Manhattan, so you can see the way it's built up. So that's a mechitza around the whole Manhattan. People say that an island is a reshusa. Why is an island a reshusa? There is no such din. An island is not a reshusa. An island is a reshusa if they built it up like Manhattan and it has mechitzas that are 10 tefachim tall. The tzara is that the if here and there you have a gap, a couple of amas where it goes in like a beach, so if you have oimed merubah laparetz on each of the four sides, it's approximately rectangular. So if you have, no, I think it's like a rectangle, approximately. So if you have oimed merubah laparetz on each one of the four sides, and then you have here and there a pirtza where it's not built up, and each gap in the mechitza would be less than 10 amas, eser amas or less, then it wouldn't pose a problem. The problem is that you have around 30 blocks where it goes like a beach. It's in Washington Heights. The people from Washington Heights killed the whole area. It goes there around 20, 30 blocks. It goes in on the Hudson, on the Henry Hudson Parkway. Over there, it's not built up. It goes into the river over there, into the Hudson River, like a beach. So that's why there's a problem. So Moshe is discussing, imagine as if the whole of Manhattan would be built up with mechitzas around and around. So let's say the whole thing would be Rishus HaYochid, Min HaTorah, then you would have the problem of Takana Shleim HaMelech. So we'll buy a box of matzahs from the store. You don't have to have more than 6 beitzim, more than 18 grogis you don't need. So I'll give the box of matzah. Give 2 boxes of matzah. Give 2 boxes of matzah to somebody, a Jewish person, and he'll say Zach Ladam Shalai B'Fan. He'll pick it up and be kind of shutfis. All the Shemesh Shabbos who live there now, all the Shemesh Shabbos are going to move until next Pesach. Shain. What do we do with the Nachrim who live there and the Mechalei Shabbos? So we'll give $1 to the chief of police, to the mayor, and we'll rent for religious purposes only. We'll rent the whole Manhattan, so we'll be allowed to carry. Shain. So we'll make an Erech Hatzer. So the Shaila is, though, you have this, let's imagine, you have the Rishu Sayachi with the edge of the island built up, but then you have the bridges that come, let's say, for argument's sake, the George Washington Bridge. The George Washington Bridge doesn't start like in Europe when they had a city. So let's say this is the city ends at a cliff, and then you have a bridge that starts at the edge of the cliff that goes right there. The George Washington Bridge doesn't start at the edge of Manhattan. George Washington Bridge starts around 5 blocks
over,
in.
Goes over the island.
Land.
Goes over the dry land. Goes over the land, and then it goes over to New Jersey. It goes over the whole Hudson River, right? So that's the problem that the Gemara is talking about here. Nifras lemakam ha'asula. The Manhattanism has a mechitza arum and arum. So fine, it's a rishus hayachid. And if that would be the whole problem, so we just make a box of matzahs b'shutfus for everybody and give a dollar to the mayor and schiris v'shus. That would be finished. But the problem is, you can walk. You'll be carrying in Manhattan. And then, without crossing any mechitza, you'll carry your sefer, you carry your machza, whatever, you start carrying across the George Washington Bridge, all the way into New Jersey, and that's nifrat slamaka masala. If you can carry in the Rishus HaYachid, and then walk out of the Rishus HaYachid without crossing a mechitza, so then they asked you even from carrying in the Rishus HaYachid Sagzera. We don't permit you to carry in the Mokam HaMukav, lest by mistake you'll walk out and continue to carry unless there's a mechitza separating. So then it's not nifrat l'makam asala. So that's the shaila that Rabbi Shmuel have a machlokes. You have.
Can it be corrected though? In other words, all these things, blocks.
Everything can be correct.
In other words, you can put it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're native of 30 blocks. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then it'd be mutter to carry him ahead.
Right, so that's what in recent years. Originally, when it was over 40 years ago, when they made the Erev Manhattan, originally they didn't do anything for those 30 blocks. So what good is the whole Erev? It has a pirtza yesa me yesa. If you have a gap of more than eser amos, it's no good. So they relied on a maharit. The Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Erevin quotes one line from the Tshuvas Maharit. And if you don't look it up in the original, you don't understand one word what the one line is talking about. That's why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say hen olav. Mishnah Berurah doesn't take a stand on it, doesn't quote it, doesn't disagree with it. He probably didn't know what it was talking about. Probably didn't have a Shuvas Marit. Probably didn't understand. So the Marit is talking about such a case. You have mechitzas around 3 sides of an area, and the fourth side, you don't have any mechitza at all. Or you have a mechitza, but you have a pirtza, yeser me yeser. So if you have a gap of more than eser, so it's like no mechitza at all. But on that side, there's water. That fourth side has water on the other side. So the whole reason, so the Marit says, the whole reason why they made gzeira de rabbanon, that you're not allowed to carry in the rishus hayochid if it's nifrat l'makom asolah, because you may forget and carry out into the makom where you're not allowed to carry, which meshugan is going to walk out from the dry land into the water. He's wearing his shoes and his socks. He's not wearing a bathing suit on Shabbos. He's wearing Shabbos begodim. So Ben Kovako is not going to go out. The whole reason why, if you have 3 mechitzas, then there's no mechitzah on the fourth side. So 3 mechitzas menatar is good enough. So what do you need the fourth mechitzah? So the Marit sounds like he says, the whole need for the fourth mechitzah is midirabbanon. That itself is based on nifretz l'makam asolah. True, the area enclosed in the 3, included in the 3 mechitzas, the U-shape, the 3 mechitzas, has the status of Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah and Midrabbanan. We're afraid that someone will forget, and he'll forget that the Rishus HaYachid only goes up until the point that's enclosed. He may carry by mistake past that, and because it's Nifrat Slamakam Asala. Outside of the U, he's not allowed to carry, because there are no mechitzas there. And there's no mechitzas separating between the inside and the outside. So that's why he's not allowed to carry. So he writes in his tshuva, if on the other side is water, so no one's going to walk there anyway. You're not going to walk from the dry land into the water. So then, you don't need the whole mechitza on the Ruach Revi'is. So the Mishnah Brura, you just read the line in the Magen Avraham, you don't know what he said. But that's when you look up the Tshuva, that's what he sounds like he said. So when we started Erevin a few centuries ago, when he started Erevin, so that's the first Mishnah is discussing that topic. You have three mechitzas, so there's a need with the Rabbanon to make a mechitzah on the fourth. So the Shaila, what? Right, the Mavi, the opening Mishnah, that you need a tikkun on the Ruach Avias, and it's only made the Rabbanon. There was a Marshal read in the Taisus that is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, but it was very difficult. It's not Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, it's a Takana de Rabbanon. So the Shaila was, what is the nature of that Takana de Rabbanon? Is it that without the fourth Mechitza made the Rabbanon, it's not called the Rishus HaYachid? Or is it, no, it really is a Rishus HaYachid, but it's Nifrat Lamakam Asala. So this Chuvas Marit, he seems to say that it's only based on Nifras L'mokam Asala. We really don't accept his whole premise. That's really, if you learn later, I think we must have discussed this, there is a Machlekes HaTanaim on Tzadik Dalo Ramad Aleph. What if you had, let's say, a Mavui that had three Mechitzes, and you put a Lechi or a Korah, a Mavui, you have to put either a Lechi or a Korah. A Lechi means a pole that's 10 Tfachim tall, on the fourth side, or a kara means a beam that goes across from this building to the other building. So that's considered for the purpose of making a tikkun on the Ruach Revius, the need midirabon to have a fourth mechitza. So that satisfied with this. When you need a real mechitza min haTorah on the first three walls, you can't use a lechi or a kara. On the fourth wall, that the whole need for the fourth wall is only midirabon. Hey mamru, hey mamru. So they were makel that a lechi or a kara ginuk a heker. That's how the Gemara says a heker. That's good enough. So the Tanoim have a machlekes. What's the din? Let's say you made an Erev, and then the box of matzahs was eaten up in the middle of Shabbos. So you're going to say the Erev is only valid, calls man the box of matzahs is kayam, and everybody owns it b'shutfas. Once the box of matzahs is eaten up, then it's no good. So the din is not so. The Mishnah says b'ferish. If it's nechal ben ashmashis, there's a whole pilpul. Ben ashmashis is a safik yom, safik lad. But if it's nechal in the middle of Shabbos, we say Shabbos hol b'hutru hutru. So what would you say over here? The Gemara has a list of various cases where we say, if in the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter, and it was a Rishus HaYachid with a heta tiltel, so it cannot become a Rishus HaYachid with an issa tiltel in the middle of Shabbos. So that's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah later, in this perik, in Kol Gagois, machlekes Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon. What if the lechi or the korah fell down in the middle of Shabbos? He had Tzadik Dalet Amar Aleph, the second Mishnah. The third line in the bottom Mishnah, the third line says, "Chein mavoi shenitlu karosa v'alachoyov." The lechi or the korah was removed; it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. You have a mavoi in a chotzer. Lechi or korah doesn't work. Lechi or korah only works in a mavoi. So if you have a mavoi, it has three walls, and on the fourth side you have a lechi or a korah, and it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. "Chein mavoi shenitlu karosa." It was removed. The korah, the lechi, was removed in the middle of Shabbos. So the first Tana says, Reb Yudah says, Mutarim b'osho Shabbos, Asurim l'asid lovet. That Shabbos they're allowed to continue to carry till the end of the day. Shabbos hol v'hutra, hutra like Moshe l'mal davadayim, if the box of matzahs was eaten up in the middle of Shabbos. So since in the beginning of Shabbos, you had a heta tiltel, so the heta tiltel remains till the end of the day. But next Shabbos...
They didn't check the boxes is there before Shabbos?
They did check. They knew the box of matzahs were there. If it will turn out that the box of matzahs was eaten before Shabbos began, then toignish, then you're not allowed to carry. But let's say the box of matzah was there at the beginning of Shabbos, but then the next door neighbor forgot to buy challahs, and he came and he ate up all the matzahs in the middle of Shabbos. So that's okay. As long as in the beginning of Shabbos, the whole day in Hashmashas of the beginning of Shabbos, the box of matzahs was there, so till the end of Shabbos you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to carry. Till the end of Shabbos you're allowed to carry. So Reb Yudah says the same thing, if the lechi or the korah on the fourth wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos, so since in the beginning of Shabbos there was a heta tiltel, so you're allowed to carry. And Reb Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it doesn't make sense. Imutarm lo so Shabbos, mimonav shachitainis. If you're allowed to carry till the end of that Shabbos, so let it be mutalek Shabbos also, mutarm lo si lova, let it be permissible to carry next Shabbos. And if you're telling me, vim asurim lo si lova, if you, Rabbi Yudah, are telling me that next Shabbos you're not allowed to carry, then you shouldn't be allowed to carry till the end of this Shabbos either. So the Gemara says, so which way does he hold? He's debating with Rabbi Yudah. He says, Manavshach, if you hold that this Shabbos you're allowed to carry, so you should be even with the next Shabbos also. And if you hold next Shabbos, so which way does he prefer? And how should we paskin the machlekes? So the Gemara says, on the next daf, first of all, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And secondly, Rabbi Yossi meant to say, Lechumer. not just a debating argument. He meant to say the chumer. So what exactly is the machlokes Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Huh?
Yeah.
Whenever the Chachamim didn't decide, we have a lot of cases where we paskin l'chumer. Whenever the Chachamim didn't have a hachroa, so then we say alochik deram mekel there. But here they felt, I guess they had a tradition that we should.
Any other Shabbos after, how do you get that conclusion?
Yeah, okay. It's a good time against Rabbi Yossi. What's his logical argument over here? It's not so logical.
Any time if someone takes away the Erev, I'll say, well, 20 years ago,
yeah. It's a good taina. Okay. The Gemara says, did we speak about this? The Gemara says that all the Shabbos are considered a Hemshech. Let's say the first day Pesach and the seventh day Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, are considered a Hemshech. Even though you have Chol HaMoed Mapsik in between. You have 5 days Chol HaMoed. In Eretz Yisrael, they have 5 days Chol HaMoed Mapsik in between. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ben HaTorah, it's permissible to cook on the first day Pesach, to eat on the last day Pesach. He says, Midi Rabbana, he thinks that you're not allowed to cook on the first day Pesach or the last day. Wait till Chol HaMoed and cook on Chol HaMoed. Who tells you to cook on the first day Pesach? But he thinks that Min HaTorah, it is permissible, because the Shvi'i Shel Pesach is a Hemshech of the first day Pesach. So you're cooking on Yontif or Yontif. So let's say there's a Gemara increases that Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Truma, Parshas Tetzaveh, Parshas Kisisa, all the Shabbosim are a Hemshech of each other. The Gemara discusses a person did a Malacha B'Shoigig, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. What if he does a Chatzis Shira of Malacha this Shabbos and a Chatzis Shira of Malacha next Shabbos? The Gemara has a whole discussion, a serious discussion. The Gemara says it's not Mitztar, but the Gemara doesn't say what we would have said. What's the Shaykh's one Shabbos but the next Shabbos? This Shabbos is independent. The Gemara says no. All the Shabbos are really Hemshech, but for a different reason. It's not Mitztar. It's considered as if there would have been a Yediyah Bentayim. A different reason why it's not Mitztar. So that's probably what Rabbi Yossi has in mind. If you made originally an Erev Echatzeres, you want this Erev Echatzeres to last for a whole year, and next year you're going to renew the Erev Echatzeres, so next Shabbos is also a Hemshech of this Shabbos. It's still a good argument, but the Ben Hashmashes of each Shabbos determines for that Shabbos, still an argument. So the Gemara says two things on Tzadikeim and Aleph, the last Omer in this pair. Gemara says, first of all, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, and not like Rabbi Yudah. And secondly, what did Rabbi Yossi say? He didn't mean to say that next Shabbos is also Mutter. He meant to say that this Shabbos is also Asa. If the Lechi or the Korah falls down in the middle of this Shabbos, you're not permitted to carry till the end of the Shabbos. So what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah and Tzadik Dalam and Aleph? So that's exactly the Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if you have three walls, the whole need for the fourth wall, Midirabbanon, is only in order that it shouldn't be Nifretz L'makom Asala. It's a Rishu Sayachid. If you have three walls, it's a Rishu Sayachid Min HaTorah, and it's a Rishu Sayachid Min HaRabbanan also. But it's a Rishu Sayachid with an Issa Tiltal. So that's the halacha. Shabbos hol b'hutra hutra. In the beginning of Shabbos, I had a tikkun on the Ruach Revius, I had a Lechi or a Korah, and I was allowed to carry. So even if the Lechi or the Korah falls down, that's like the air of the Baksa Matz is being eaten up. Baksa Matz is eaten up, but since in the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter to carry, so you're allowed to carry till the end of that Shabbos. So the same over here, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that if you're missing the Lechi or the Korah, that's only an issue on Nifretz L'makom Asala, since in the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter to carry, can carry. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi Shita? That even though in HaTorah if you have three mechitzas, the area enclosed is considered Rishus HaYachid, but in the Rabbanon it's not. You have to have the tikkun on the fourth wall. If you don't have the Ruach Revius, it's not considered a Rishus HaYachid. In the Rabbanon, it's considered a Karmelis, it's not considered Rishus HaYachid. So let's say you have an area, let's say you have an area around the whole area, and the strings fall down, or the poles fall down. Let's say I had a building, and the construction group workers came and they used dynamite and knocked down the whole building. So you're going to say, since in the beginning of Shabbos we were allowed to carry, even though now in the middle of Shabbos all the walls came tumbling down in Yericho, it's stuck on Shabbos. So since in the beginning of Shabbos it was Rishus HaYachid, Remezah Rishus HaYachid. No! If the walls fell down, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. The only time there's a rule, Shabbos Hovah Hutra Hutra, is by Dinah Medirabbanon, if you had a Rishus HaYachid with an Issa Tiltal. So in the beginning of Shabbos, it had a hat to tiltle, so you're allowed to carry till the end of the day. But if the walls fall down, so it's not a Rishus HaYachid anymore. So that's exactly the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yudah. What's the nature of the din alecha yakora? So we paskin la alocha, the Gemara says tzadikim and not. We paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that the need for the tikkun on the Ruach HaVis is not only because of the problem of nifretz l'makom asala. It's because without a mechitza on the fourth wall, it's not considered a Rishus HaYachid. So that's why this whole marit is very difficult. The marit says, if you have walls on three sides and you can't do anything on the fourth side, but the fourth side on the other side is water and this side is dry land, so no one's going to walk out from the dry land to the water. So the whole reason for nifritz l'makom asala, someone may be mistake by mistake may carry from inside to outside, here no one's going to make a mistake. They're wearing on Shabbos, they're wearing their suit, you're going to walk out, your trousers are going to get wet, your shoes and socks are going to get sopping wet. So since no one's going to walk out, so the whole gzera doesn't apply. That's very difficult. That sounds like Rabbi Yudah Shita. The Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. We pass in if you don't have a tikkun on the Ruach HaVis, it's not called the Rishus HaYochid. It's not only because of Nifretz Lamok Masala. So Shvera, that Marit is very Shvera. But when they made, they write that when they made the Erev in Warsaw, during the lifetime of the Chidush Arim, so they had a problem, that the Nochrim wouldn't allow them to make a tikkun on, they had mechitzas on three sides. And the fourth side was a river. They went, that was on the edge of Warsaw, then through the middle of Warsaw or something. I think half of Warsaw is on one side of the river, half of Warsaw is on the other side of the river. So the Shaila was, there was nothing on the Ruach HaVis. It was just water, and the government wouldn't let them do anything. So they showed the Chidush Harim, they showed him this tshuva by the Marit that the Magen Avraham quotes. So he said, Kedai Hulis Macholov Bishas Hatchat. We're going to rely on the Marit. So that's what they did in Manhattan. When they made the Erev Manhattan 40 some odd years ago, so they were around 20, 30 blocks in Washington Heights, on the west side of Washington Heights, where it's not, where the edge of the island is not built up, it just goes in like a beach. So it's a pirtza of more than Eser Amos, a pirtza more than Eser Amos Teignish. So Rabbi Mendel Kasher, Zechon Lebracha, wrote, instead of putting a Tzuras HaPesach there for the 30 blocks, he wrote a tshuva that you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach because of this Marit, because of the tshuva of the Maharit. The problem is the Marit only says that if you have a pirtz of a Yesem Yeser Amos on one of the four sides. He says if you have three mechitzes, so Menatar Yeh is safe. You have Rishus HaYochid. The whole need for the mechitz on the fourth side is only with the Rabbanon, and the need for the mechitz is only because Nifretz L'makom Asala, someone may walk out and carry, and he's not going to carry from the dry land into the water. He's not going to go out, so the concern doesn't apply. The chashash doesn't apply, so there's no problem. But he never said it on all four sides. Here in Manhattan, there are pirtzes, yes, mesa, on all four sides. You have on the eastern side where you have the docks, where the boats dock there. So, true, the edge of the island is built up. The island comes to an end, then they built it up with wood and with bricks and with steel and iron and everything. But then when they build the dock, so that goes straight, and then there's not at the edge of the dock, there's no wall over there. So, and the dock is more than Eser Amos wide. The dock is very wide. So you keep on having, every time you have a dock, it's a pirtza yeser meyeser, because the wall is under the ground. When you build the dock, you're extending the island. The island only went so far, then you make a dock, so the island goes, the ground level goes weiter. The edge of the dock, there is no mechitza. So every time there's a dock, it's much more than Eser Amos wide. So you have pirtza yeser meyeser. He pierced the SMS on all four sides. The whole thing is missing. There was never anything for many, many years. There was never anything on the northern tip of Manhattan. There was mamsh nothing on the northern tip. So that maybe 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago, one of the rabbanim made a Tzuras HaPesach on the northern side. There was never anything for the first 15, 20 years. There was nothing on the northern side. Then on the western side, there was at least 25 blocks in Washington Heights where it went in like a beach. There was pirtza, there was nothing there. And then on the eastern side, every time there's a duck, that's a pirtza yasmas. So the pirtza's all over the place. So the pashta says the marit was never mekel hanan. The whole marit is a shvera tshuva. The whole marit is based on the assumption that the whole need for the tikkun and the ruach revius on the fourth side, which is midirabbanan, clearly only midirabbanan, the whole need is because of the concern someone's going to forget and carry outside. That may be the reason, that may be what motivated the Chachamim to do it, but we know the halachas like Rabbi Yosi, that it's not only because of the din of Nifretz L'makom Asala. If in the beginning of Shabbos it wasn't Nifretz, even if in the middle of Shabbos it becomes Nifretz, that's not a problem. you see that midirabbanan they made a takana. You need a mechitza on the ruach revius. If the mechitza falls down, the whole erev is no good. So how can you rely on this? Very shver.
But they can they correct it or not? In other words, why wasn't it
corrected? So on the northern side, they corrected it around 20 years ago. They put Tzuris HaPesach on the northern side. Then on the western side, there's missing around 25 blocks where there was nothing was built up. It was like a beach. So one of the Rabbanim, who was Achroi for the Erev, made the Tzuris HaPesach over there. On the docks, no one ever did anything. The docks are still a problem. The docks are still a problem. So the Shaila is...
The tunnels going out are the same bridges going out?
So the Shaila is... Maybe we should say good asik mechitzta. At the edge of the island, let's say, here's the eastern side of Manhattan. On the edge of the island, you have it's all built up like a wall, and then you have a dock go over it. So maybe I should say good asik mechitzta. Maybe the mechitzta goes up above the dock. The only say good asik mechitzta goes up when there's nothing on top, or they even say even if you have a dock. So the ground level from the top of Manhattan continues onto the dock. Maybe I still say good asik mechitzta. Or let's say the George Washington Bridge. There was a concern. Moshe Feinstein raises the issue in his long tshuva about the possibility of making an Arab Manhattan. So he says, let's say for argument's sake, the whole of Manhattan would be built up on the edge of the island. It happens that it wasn't. But let's say it will be built up and it would be mechitzas harum and arum. But then the George Washington Bridge starts in the middle of Manhattan. It doesn't start at the edge. Starts in the middle, so you can easily carry by mistake. You'll be carrying in the middle of Washington Heights. Then by mistake, you start walking on the bridge, and you didn't cross any mechitza. So you keep on walking. The bridge is a Rishus HaRabim already on its own, a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis, and then you can walk all the way into New Jersey. You walk for long enough, you walk into New Jersey. No mechitza is crossing the bridge. So that's a shaila for nifritz lemakom asur. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's not a problem. Why? He claims that since the edge of the island is a mechitzis, even though you have a dock, and even though you have the George Washington Bridge starts five blocks into Manhattan, and it goes above, so he says, good asik mechitzah zoyla l'rakia, even through the floor. You visualize it as if it goes through the floor of the dock, visualize it as if it goes through the floor of the George Washington Bridge, and it goes right there. What is the source? So that the source is this Gemara, but is that really what it says in the Gemara? Let's take a look here. This Gemara, Pei Tes Amid Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. This is a very important Gemara. So this Itmar, this is the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. What is the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? So we have to go back a little to the Mishnah. We're talking about two, let's say these are the two Amid Beis and Amid Aleph, the two Amudim in the Gemara. Represent these are the two rooftops of two buildings that are adjacent to each other. They're attached to each other. So the people from one building, let's say there's one family in this building, one family in this building. So they have the right all week long. They have the right to carry things up from their building to their roof. It's trespassing. They're not supposed to walk on the other guy's roof, and they have the right to use their roof. It's trespassing for them. They're not allowed to use the other one's roof. And there's nothing separating in between. There's just a line on the ground. There's no fence separating in between the two roofs. So the shaila is, are you allowed to carry from this rooftop to that rooftop? So that's what we said last week. That's a machlekes hatanai. And we pass on like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah here, in the Mishnah on Pei Tesem and Aleph, on the fourth line. Reb Shimon, Oimer. Shimon is the biggest mekel here. The Gemara says, halachik Reb Shimon. Echa gagas, vecha chatzeres, vecha karpifes, vishu sachas heim, lekel hushasa v'soicham. Takona Shlomo HaMelech was only introduced, you're not allowed to carry from my house to your house, because I live in my house and you live in your house. So the yurim chalukim, this family lives here, that family lives there. But on the rooftop, basically nobody lives there. You go, you suntan, you do your homework a little bit, you read a book, you relax, whatever. But basically the deer is inside the house. So Shlomo HaMelech's takana, we pass like Reb Shimon, never applied to the rooftops, never applies to a front lawn, a backyard, because the people don't really live there. Shlomo HaMelech's takana is only on batim, where the people actually live, chatzeris, where different people live, then you need an erev. But to carry from my rooftop to your rooftop, to his front lawn, to his backyard, as long as everything has a mechitza around it, or you even have a karpif. A karpif, we have things growing, but it's not a karpif. Yosem in Beis Hasayim. It's not that it's big enough 50 by 100. A mechitza around an area that's big enough 50 by 100, and it's low hookah for the tirataki, not allowed to carry over there. That's a din of a karpif. It's a smaller front lawn where you have grass or flowers growing, but it's a small lawn. It's way less than 50 by 100. So that's a karpif. So we pass like Reb Shimon. There's no takanish lema melch. You're allowed to carry from one to the other, not a problem. So the way we pass in la locha, you can carry from one rooftop to the other. This machlokes Rabbi Shmuel is a machlokes if you should assume like the chachamim, the Reb Shimon. That's how Tosis points out. Rav Omar. Tosis on Peitesim and Aleph. Rav Omar. So Tosis says, but the Gemara is going to quote later, Afa gav the Rabbi Shmuel paskele kamon ki Reb Shimon. Rabbi Shmuel said we pass like Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. According to Reb Shimon, everything goes. You can carry from my rooftop to your rooftop, to his front lawn, to his backyard, to his potato patch. You can carry. There's no takana shlema melech at all. So what's the whole discussion? So Tosfos says no. Hocha liba de rabbanim pligi. The machlokes Rabbi Shmuel over here is shaloi kahalacha. It's important. The topic that they're discussing is an important topic. It's going to be relevant for the Erev in Manhattan. But they happen to be speaking within the context of the Chachamim, whose opinion is not accepted. The Chachamim say that kishem shediyurim chalukin lemata, kach diyurim chalukin lemaila. Since Reuven's family lives downstairs in the house, Shimon's family lives downstairs in the adjacent house, so the rooftop also is governed with the takana shleim ha-melech. So that's called Reuven's family's rooftop, that's called Shimon's family's rooftop. And they're not allowed to carry from one rooftop to the other unless they make an Erev Echatzeris. And they can make an Erev Echatzeris because the two are touching each other. And there's an open Pesach. The whole thing is open. There's a fence around the rooftop. No one should fall off and get killed. And there's nothing separating between my Rishus and your Rishus. So they can make an Erev Echatzeris. So the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel is, what if they didn't make an Erev Echatzeris? So, this is my rooftop. So, am I allowed to carry in my rooftop? My rooftop is nifritz l'makom asala. I may forget, and I may carry over onto your rooftop. Forget about trespassing. You give me permission. You asked me to give you a sefer, a chair. It's not a shaila of trespassing, it's a shaila. But I'm not allowed to carry my rooftop on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to carry my rooftop to your rooftop, because we never made an Erev. So maybe you're not even allowed to carry on my rooftop, because it's nifritz l'makom asala. So it should be. It should be nifritz l'makom asala. So that's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. So Rav says, you're right, nifritz l'makom asala, you're not allowed to carry. Come Shmuel, and he says, no. Since the two rooftops are like this, and there's a wall separating in between this house, this home, and that home, on the bottom, so I say, good, asik mechitzta. The mechitza is oiva adler akia, and it goes through the imaginary stretching of the mechitza, goes through the rooftop. Not only do you say, good, asik, if you have a backyard with a fence, there's nothing on top of the fence, so why not say, okay, you visualize as if the fence goes up all the way out of the but even if you have a roof that's mapsik over here, so Shmuel says you have the right to declare good asik mechitz, then the mechitz is all the rakia, all the way up, it goes through the rooftop. So that's what Moshe Feinstein says. He claims that by the docks, he says if you have the docks, the mechitza is ala l'rakia, above the docks. And he says, if you have the George Washington Bridge, mechitza of the edge of Manhattan would be ala l'rakia. It goes through. It cuts. You visualize if it cuts through the whole George Washington Bridge. And so you're allowed to carry up, if the Erev in Manhattan would be acceptable, so not only would you be allowed to carry in Manhattan, you can carry on the George Washington Bridge. On the right side, on the left side, you have walls to make sure that the people don't fall over and the cars don't go over into the river. So on the right side and left side, you have mechitzas. And the rest of Manhattan, well, let's say, has mechitzas around it. The only thing is that you need a mechitza at the end of the George Washington Bridge. So you visualize this imaginary, the mechitza of the edge of Manhattan, you imagine as if it goes up, Adler Akia, and it goes through the George Washington Bridge. That's what Rav Moshe says.
Even though the concept still would apply, the concept
that they're fighting about is Nagel HaLacha to us. So the Shad is, well, how should you paskin over there? Who says you paskin like Shmuel? And even if you say paskin like Shmuel, maybe Shmuel's cooler that you say good, Asik Mechitzta. Maybe the cooler is only when you maybe basically Meikar Adin Shmuel agrees with Rav. What kind of good asik mechitzta? You visualize if the mechitzta goes through the roof. Nah, mechitza doesn't cut through a roof. It's like the roof is like a silik mechitza. That's the lotion that the Avnei Nezer has. It's like you have, usually talk about mechitzas that go this way, and a rooftop is also a mechitza that goes that way. So how can you say the mechitza that's in between my house and your house is Ola Adarakia? Shmuel is only mekel benegir to the din de Rabbanon al nifretz l'mokam osolo. It's a gzera de Rabbanon. It's a gzera de Rabbanon.
The difference of the mokam osolo
is just around the rice. Okay. It's only a din de Rabbanon. It's only nifretz to a mokam osolo de Rabbanon.
Do you rice it? Maybe do you rice it?
Right.
And the George Washington.
Right. And not only that, the whole din of nifretz to mokam osolo is a din de Rabbanon. It's a de Rabbanon on top of a de Rabbanon. You're talking about from my rooftop to your rooftop is the worst it can be is takana shleim ha-melech. We paskin is mutter. We paskin like Reb Shimon. It's not a problem. The worst it can be according to the Rabbanon is that it's a din de Rabbanon that you didn't have an erev echatzeris. So shleim ha-melech's gzeira. So I'm not going to carry on your rooftop. I'm going to carry on my rooftop. No, we don't allow me to carry on my rooftop. I may forget and carry on. So it's a gzeira l'gzeira, really. It's a gzeira because of a din de Rabbanon. So if you're dealing with a gzeira l'gzeira, so to solve that problem, so maybe that's what Shmuel says, those are ginuka, gzeira l'gzeira. So you say the mechitza that's below the rooftop is ala l'rakia to solve that problem. Maybe even Shmuel himself wouldn't say, good asik mechitza benegir to other issues. So that's what the Chazon Ish points out, that's what Tosis points out on the next daf. Tosis on the next daf has like that. The Gemara has on Tzadik Amid Aleph, it's a little past the middle of the Amud. The line begins with the word the urin teku. So that line that says the urin teku right after the word teku, so the Gemara has a discussion. Amachlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and it sounds as if they each one said the opposite from what he said on Daf Pei Tesa Min Aleph. Punkta Heipa. So the Gemara starts off there. Gagim Hashovim. You have rooftops that are the same height. You see, last week we learned the Mishnah. Rameir says if my house is adjacent to your house, but your rooftop is 10 tefachim taller than my rooftop, Rameir has a din, you're not allowed to carry from one rooftop to the other. But if they're both Gagim Hashovim, then he says you are allowed to carry. Rameir holds you're not even allowed to carry from one rooftop to the other if it's 10 tefachim taller, if they both belong to the same person. Both belong to the same person, you're not allowed to carry. That's gar. You know, we don't hold like Rameir at all on that. So on the next daf, on Tzadik, Amid Aleph, the Gemara has this topic. Gag Mashav, I have Gag Yechidi. Forget about Remeir. Gag Yechidi, you have one rooftop. One rooftop. Are you allowed to carry? What do you mean, are you allowed to carry? What's the shayla? Of course you're allowed to carry. A rooftop. What's the shayla? It's a Rishus HaYachid. What's the problem? Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula. Rav says you're allowed to carry. Ushmol Amar Emet Taltalim Boy Ela B'Dalin Amas. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula. But Rav is the one who said previously, you're only allowed to carry less than Dalai Lama. So why all of a sudden here you're allowed to carry? So the Gemara says, no, you're mixing together two different things. On Peitesa and Aleph, Rav is talking about two rooftops that are adjacent to each other. This rooftop is above Reuven's family's home. This rooftop is above Shimon's family home. And he's not allowed to carry. They didn't make an Erev. And you're not allowed to carry from this rooftop to that rooftop. If you hold like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, we don't pass like them. If you hold like the Chachamim, you're not allowed to carry. So it's Nifra, it's Lamakam Asalos. So Rav says you're not allowed to carry. Here he's talking about one person's rooftop, Gag Yechidi. What's the problem? It's Gag Yechidi. So of course you're allowed to carry. So Rav is no problem. But Rav says you don't say good, but Rav's rationale on Peitesa and Aleph was that you don't say good Asik Mechitzde. The mechitza is not Orla Larakia if it has to cut through the rooftop. So he says, no, but over here he's talking about one roof, Gag Yechidi. So the Gag Yechidi has the walls around the edge of the Gag. So this is Mechitzas Hanikaris. Rab says, you don't say good Asik Mechitza, it's a Mechitza Shein Hanikaris. If it has to cut through with the George Washington Bridge, that you don't say. But on Tzadik Amid Aleph, it's not cutting through anything. The edge of the house. The building has walls on all the four sides. And the mechitza harol ala rakia. That's normal. It's mechitza sani koris. So you say, Rava mamuta la talta b'kul. The Gemara asks kasha de Rava de Rav. Doesn't he contradict what he said on the previous? The Gemara says no. Hasam loy minkara mechitza. There you're trying to say good asik mechitza to cut through the rooftop. He says he can't do that. If to cut through the George Washington Bridge, he can't do that. Abahochi here, Rav's talking minkara mechitza. He's talking you have one building a gag yechidi, and the edge of the building has four walls. And it's all ala rakia, there's no problem. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel said previously that you are mekel, that you say good asik mechitzta, even to cut through the rooftop. And here all of a sudden Shmuel says, you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry on a rooftop. Well, Naim Isa, how come you're not allowed to carry on a rooftop? Mora says, what is that all about? Kasha de Shmuel, it doesn't make any sense. Mora says, no. On Peites Amar Aleph, he's talking about you're carrying on a rooftop that's not yet, it's not the Yosem Beis HaSayim. It's a normal rooftop, a normal size. Here he's talking about a crazy, gigantic building that's so big. The rooftop is Yosem Beis HaSayim. So that's why he holds that you're not allowed to carry. So Tosis points out over there.
Oh.
No, if you have a park, well, a playground where people, playground where children play, that's called hookah for deer. People use it to play. But let's say you have a location where nobody uses it, there's no hishtamshus at all. You have an erev around a forest, an erev around a farm, and they're makpid, and no one should walk there in order not to ruin all the vegetables that are planted. So if it's less than Beis HaSayim, the Erev is an Erev. So it's a Rishus Erev. If it's more than HaSayim, then you're not allowed to carry them. That's what he mentioned. All the religious kibbutzim in Eretz Yisrael, so they don't make one big Erev around the whole kibbutz. They have to make tiny Erev, and each section of the Erev is self-contained, and it's less than Beis HaSayim. So here he's talking like this. Shmuel is talking like this. I have two rooftops adjacent to each other. Each rooftop is less than Beis HaSayim. Together, it adds up to Beis HaSayim. Yeah, but you add it up together. Shmuel is the one who says you have a rooftop and you have the wall in between. So he says, it's considered as if, so like on the kibbutz, if you have a separate Erev here and a separate Erev there, so this is less than Beis HaSayim, that's less than Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to carry each one, so you're allowed to carry from one to the other also. So why don't you say the two rooftops shouldn't add up together? I should say that the mechitza that separates below the roof, in between my home and your home, should be considered as if it's Adler Rakia. That's what he says on Peites Amar Aleph. The mechitza is Adler Rakia, cuts through the rooftop, so why not say the same over here, and each rooftop is going to be less than Beis HaSayim. So that's what Tosis points out on Tzadik Amar Aleph, and Diba Maschal Hocha, second Tosis in the bottom. So Tosis says on the third line, Af Al Gav, even though the linyan kelim sheshavs bebayis ein rishus achas, even though Shmuel says on the previous daf that the mechitza is ayla adler akia, I don't blend in together the two. It's not called nifretz l'makom asala. It's not nifretz l'makom asala because the mechitza that separates between Reuben's family and Shimon's family is considered as if it's ayla adler akia. So Taisa says, nonetheless, over here, I consider kula mishusachas heim. I consider the two rooftops as if it's one, and together it's yosim beis hasayim. So what are they saying? So they're saying that Shmuel's kula is really it's only a kula because you're dealing with such an nisa derabanan kal. You're dealing with, to begin with, it's only takana shleim hamelach, and it's nifretz l'makom asala, which is only a gzera. So it's really a gzera l'gzera. So to solve the problem of the gzera l'gzera, so he says, the mechitza zayla l'rakia cuts through the rooftop. But when you deal with a more serious issue, like an issue of karpef, yosim beis hasayim, then you don't say that the mechitza zayla l'rakia. Basically, Shmuel agrees with Rav. Rav says the mechitza is never oyla l'rakia if it has to cut through a rooftop. And Shmuel holds like Rav, and he says that's what Tais points out on Daf Tzadik. Shmuel really agrees with Rav. The only time Shmuel is makel to say that you declare the mechitza zayla l'rakia is vis-a-vis this din of exera l'exera. And Daf Peites Amar Aleph is such an issa de Rabbanan Kal, so there is Mekel to say the Mechitza Zal Rakia. So that's what the Chazanish points out. Chazanish wrote his Sefer before Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote his Tshuva on Manhattan, but he just says, you can't quote Shmuel and tell me that he's talking about such a situation also. You can't quote Shmuel and tell me that the edge of Manhattan is going to visualize if it's cutting through the George Washington Bridge. No! Shmuel agrees with Rav. A mechitza is never oyla l'rakia if it has to cut through the rooftop. The only time Shmuel is mekel is in that one case where you're dealing with nifretz l'makom asala on a din derabanan, where you're talking about a gzer l'gzer. But in general, you don't say like that.
I mean, it comes out that
Rabbi Shmuel
talks about two different things. Shmuel talks about
Yosef Beis Yisayim,
and
Rabbi
doesn't mention
about
Yosef Beis
Yisayim.
So, is there a
machlokas
or not?
Yishayla is, which mechitzas make the rooftop into Rishus HaYochid? Let's say here the two rooftops. So the mechitza around the building on the outside is considered as if it's Adla Lerakir. That makes the rooftop into Rishu Sayachar. That mechitza was Hukaf Ledira. The mechitza, where the mechitza really is, it's Hukaf Ledira. That's where the people live downstairs. When you imagine as if the mechitza is Adla Lerakir, when you're using your imagination, so above the roof, that's not Hukaf Ledira. So Rav holds, no, what are you talking about? This mechitza that you're visualizing as if it's Adla Lerakia was a hukaf ledira. So even if on top it's Yosem Beis Asayim, Yosem Beis Asayim Shekein hukaf ledira. Let's say I have a room, I have a gigantic room, and the room is Yosem Beis Asayim. But people live in the room, they use the room. So that's not called a karpif. Yosem Beis Asayim is only a karpif if it's lehukaf ledira. So Rav holds that since the walls where they're standing are l'shem dira, so even when you visualize if you're stretching it up, that's also called hukaf ledira on top. And Shmuel says no. The wall where it stands, where it actually is hukaf ledira. But when you visualize that it continues to go up, that part is lo hukaf ledira. It's a funny, using imagination. So it's a machlek zav Shmuel. How far do you use your imagination?
Aren't you Mishnah and Gemara that you have the overhang of the roof, whether you consider
every floor goes up? That's the Tosfos.
How can Rav Moshe have that one too?
I don't know. Very difficult. That's the Tosfos on Pei Tesem and Aleph. That's an important Tosfos. Let's take a look. The bottom Tosfos on Pei Tesem and Aleph is a famous Tosfos that a lot has been written to comment and to disagree and to agree with this Tosfos. The Gemara is talking about two adjacent homes, my home and your home. My family lives downstairs here, your family lives downstairs here, and on the rooftop it's all flat and there's mechitza surrounded, fine, and in between there's no mechitza. So, and we never made an Erev together to be allowed to carry from one to the other, so that's the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Do you visualize as if the wall that's separating between my home and your home, the two attached homes, is Oyla al-Rakia through the rooftop or not? So Tosfos says, not only would it be a Machlekes if you have a roof that covers over two buildings that are adjacent, that are attached to each other.
It's attached out.
Right, two attached houses. So Tosfos says, what if you have one house, standing all by itself, one house, one family, no one else, but you have a roof that protrudes over the edge of the building. The building goes like this, and then the roof protrudes like this. So Tosfos says it's going to be the same Shiloh, that you can only say the Mechitza Zodla Adler Akia if the building comes to a point like this, when it comes to the edge. But if a lot of buildings, the roof protrudes over the side, so you can no longer say the mechitza zarla ad l'rakia. So where does that leave you? So Tosfos, take a look in the bottom Tosfos. The mechitza sheina nikoris. What's mechitza sheina nikoris? You have the roof that serves on the both attached buildings is like this, with no separation in the middle. And you're using the mechitza shein and ikaris, the wall separating between the two buildings. You want to have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Does it? Do you have the right to visualize if it goes up? Kishabatim mechubarim, they're attached buildings. Dein mechitza sabatim nikoris. When you're standing on the rooftop, the mechitza that's separating between my home and your home, when you're inside the homes downstairs, it's niker that this wall separates between my home and your home. When you're on the rooftop, that mechitza zein and ikaris at all. Because the roof is covering over everything. Ein mechitza batim nikeres on the rooftop, kid appearish bekuntvis, as Rashi says. So Tosfos says, not only will we say that like Rav, that you have no right to say tzolad l'rakia, if you have one roof going over two different batim like this. What if you have one bias, one family, one bias? So the rooftop is the rechushu sayachit. Tosfos says not so fast. If the roof protrudes on all four sides. So then, all four sides, nothing is Olad L'Rakia on the one house. So the top of the roof is not going to be Rishu Sayachit, because it's called Mechitza Shein and Ikeres.
What is it?
It'll be a Carmelis. You won't be able to go to your own. That's what right. You won't be able to carry from your own house to your own.
The house is mamash attached together to all the roofs.
Unless you have a makah on the roof. If you have a makah 10 fachim tall. So that's good. So you have the floor of the roof, and then you have the market. He's supposed to have a market. They didn't only require, you have to have, how can the guy have no market? The answer is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. You only need a market if the roof is built in such a way that you intended to use it. A lot of buildings, let's say in my building in Washington Heights, we live in an apartment, you're not allowed to go to the roof. The door is always locked, you're not allowed to go because it's dangerous. They go to the roof once or twice a year when there's a leak, when it's raining through, so the roofer has to go to the roof to fix the roof. So the halacha says on such a roof that there's never any hishtamshes, you don't need a makkah. The only time you need a makkah is a roof that has hishtamshes. See, that's what Taisa is talking about. If you have a roof that's flat, and then you have a makkah built up, and the Rebbe says a makkah is supposed to be 10 tefachim tall, that's the correct thing. Makkah should be 10 tefachim tall, you should be able to lean on it. If you have a paper or a cardboard makkah, if you lean on it, you're going to fall over and get killed. So it doesn't ishke makkah, it has to be made from sturdy material. Well, let's say a lot of people have a duplex apartment. A lot of people have a home, and they have upstairs and downstairs, they have a staircase going up, and then upstairs they have to prevent people from falling down.
Railing.
You have a railing to go up, and then you have a railing upstairs to make sure no one falls down. So that railing also should be 10 tefachim tall. A lot of times the railing is not 10 tefachim tall, so you don't have a makkah. You don't have a makkah. Well, let's say a lot of times you live in a building on the second floor. I live on the second floor. So you're supposed to have, if you open up the window and you lean out, you can fall out there also. So you have to make sure that from the floor of your apartment till the windowsill should be at least 10 tefachim tall. And if it's not 10 tefachim tall, then you have to have a guard by the window to be mashlim in the 10 tefachim. Otherwise, you're missing your makkah. You're missing a makkah. The din of makkah is not only the chumash has is a mitzvah sesei and a mitzvah sloy sesei. If you see some makkah la gagecha is a mitzvah sesei, then it says, v'loisasim damim v'esech is a loy sesei. So the mitzvah sesei of makkah is a machlekes. Some rishonim hold you say a bracha. We don't say a bracha because of machlekes. Others hold you don't say a bracha. But some rishonim hold you say a bracha. So you only say a bracha on a makkah if you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of makkah. So the mitzvah of makkah is only v'sisa makkah li gagecha on top of the roof. That you have to have a makkah on the second floor not to fall down to the first floor. The railing should be 10 tefachim tall. When you build that railing, you don't say a bracha. That's because of the loy sesei v'loy sasim damim v'veisecha. That you're not mekayim the yesed. Or if you have a window and from the floor of the apartment, I live on the second floor. So from the floor of the apartment till the windowsill, let's say is less than 10 tefachim, so you have to have some guard in the window to add up to 10 tefachim. You shouldn't be able to fall out easily. So when you put up that guard, also you wouldn't say a bracha. That's not the mitzvah of makkah. That's only in order to avoid violation of the loy sesei of l'sasim damim v'veisecha. But you need 10 tefachim. That's what the Rebbe says. You always need 10 tefachim. So the Tosis is talking about a situation. If you have a rooftop and you have a makkah 10 tefachim tall, so the 10 tefachim tall makes it into Rishus HaYachid. There's not a shaila. We're talking, you have no makkah. How can it be a religious who has the makkah? The answer is, the roof is not made for usage. You're not supposed to use the roof. So the guy, B'mikre, one Shabbos, he wants to carry something up to the roof. Is he allowed to carry? So inside of the house is the Rishus HaYachid. The shaila is whether the rooftop is the Rishus HaYachid. So why shouldn't you say the edge of the building, the four sides, are Oed Lalarkia? No, but the roof protrudes over the side. So since it protrudes, so just like if you have one roof going over two different homes, it's called the Mechitza Shein and Ikeres, and we pass like Rav. Tais assumes we're saying like Rav. You don't say good Asik Mechitza by Mechitza Shein and Ikeres. Even if you don't have two adjacent homes, you have one home, but the roof protrudes on all the four sides, so you have no Mechitza Sar La Lerakia. V'nira, Tais says on the third line, Hu Adina Magag Bolet Chutz La Mechitza Habayis. You have one bias, not two adjacent bottom. One bias, but the gag is bolet on all four sides. Or bolet on one side. Bolet on one side. So you're missing a mechitza there. He said, Tosis says, the choshev nami mechitza shein in ikaris. Teignish. Mechitza shein in ikaris is no good. So the pashtus is when you have a mechitza shein in ikaris, so you don't say good asig mechitza. So should it matter how far out the roof protrudes? How far does it have to protrude? Maybe if it protrudes less than 3 tefachim, maybe we should say it's like lovet, it's not considered protruding. Or maybe you should say has to protrude, the shir mokum is 4 tefachim. The shir mokum is always dal tefachim, al dal tefachim. Maybe it has to protrude 4 tefachim, because if it's less than 4 tefachim, it's not a mokum. Maybe that's not called protruding. Maybe a tefach, maybe an etzba, I don't know, you have to figure out how much. Maybe the chazanish builds up a whole lot, maybe 2 tefachim. Maybe 2 tefachim here, 2 tefachim here, it's unclear. Tosis writes a wild thing. Tosis writes on the top of Amid Beis. What does Tosis say? opposite from a gun. Taisus says, if the roof protrudes four tfochim out, so the four tfochim has the status of a karmelis, and the rest of the roof is called nifritz l'makom ha'asala. So that's what the Magen Avraham is. Why did they? What do you mean? The rest of the roof is a rishus hayachid, and the thing that protrudes is a karmelis. If it's four tfochim and this is nifritz makom. He just said if the roof protrudes, you don't say gurasik. If you don't say gurasik, the whole roof is not a rishus hayachid. So they don't understand what Taisus is talking about. It's very difficult. The Magen Avraham says it's very difficult. Chazanish says he would have said not so. He would have said if it's a question how far does it have to protrude that it should be considered eina nikar mechitzus sheina nikar. Maybe if it protrudes less than three tefachim, he should say something like lavud. Maybe if it protrudes less than four tefachim, you don't have a shiur makom. And then the Magen Avraham asks also on Taisus. It's very shver. You have a din. Taisus has the din later in the Taisus. They talk about it. There is a din of chorei rishus hayochid ki rishus hayochid domi. Taisus quotes it from. Taisus quotes it where it says lekamon daf kufal from a base in the Taisus about 20 lines down. So two lines before that. Taisus quotes a line that's a Gemara Shabbos chorei rishus hayochid ki rishus hayochid domi. Let's say if you have, I have a house that has mechitzas around it, and then when I open up, I have a porch in front of my house. I have a porch, and the porch, let's say, does not have mechitzas around it. Does the porch need a makeh? Does the porch need a makeh? So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, you only need a makeh if the elevation, if the roof. Is at least 10 tefachim above the ground level. The roof, of course, is going to be way more than 10 tefachim above the ground level. Let's say you have a porch. Do you need a maka on the porch? Even if you had need a maka on the porch, you probably wouldn't say a brocha because the mitzvah sesi is only v'sis maka l'gagecha. So the shad is, do you need a maka on the porch for the loy sesi? Even if you put the maka for sure, you won't say a brocha. Do you need a maka on the porch? So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, it depends. You can only get killed if you fall from an elevation of 10 tefachim. The Gemara says in Parshas Mishpatim, in this week's Parshas HaShavua, so the Torah talks about a bor lemisa and bor lenezikin, that if you fall into a bor that's at least 10 tefachim deep or deeper, then it's shaykh to say that a behemoth can get killed, a person can get killed. But if the bor is less than 10 tefachim deep, that's called a bor lenezikin, and it's not supposed to cause misa. It'll be a quirk if it causes misa. So the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, in the Nuns, the Gemara says in the Sugis HaBor, you only need a makeh if the porch is going to be, or the rooftop is going to be at least 10 tefachim above the place where you're going to fall, so if you fall, there's a chance that you may get killed. But if it's less than 10 tefachim above the ground, so even if you fall, it's not a sar tefachim, so then the halacha doesn't require a makeh. So let's say a person has a porch, and the porch is not 10 tefachim tall, so he doesn't have a fence on the porch. Every porch has a fence, but a lot of times the fence is less than 10 tefachim tall. So see, if the elevation of the porch is more than 10 tefachim above the ground level, then the halacha requires you got to pay money and make the fence higher. You have to make it to the height of 10 tefachim. Some achrayim say that if you rent the house, just like we assume the chiyuv mezuzah is only with the rabbanon, because it says chasaf to mezuzah beisecha or bisharecha has to belong to you. If it's only rented, the chiyuv mezuzah is only with the rabbanon. Here it says v'sisa makeh li gagecha. If it's a rented house, so you only mechuyiv in makeh with the rabbanon. Others say, what's a tushtel? He's going to get killed. He's going to be dead men on Torah. He's not going to be dead with the rabbanim. Mezuzah is a mitzvah. Yeah, no, okay, it doesn't belong to me. You're not mechuyiv in mezuzah. It's only with rabbanim. But he may get killed. So I don't know. I find that very difficult. That's the last page in Choshen Mishpat. Has all the dinim of Makkah. The very last page. So the Pischit Shuvah on the bottom of the page quotes those achrayim. We say, quotes the Chidu, I think, who says like that. Just like by mezuzah, we paskin some achleikis. And Taisu, so we paskin that it rented the house. Shulchan Aruch, they pass and rented house is only made the Rabbanon. So the same is true regarding a rented house. The Chiyuv Makeh is only made the Rabbanon. Others disagree. So let's say I have a porch when I go on vacation in Tannersville. I have a porch. The porch is not 10 tefachim above the ground. So the fence that we have around the porch, we didn't make the fence. Fence is less than 10 tefachim tall above the porch. But since the porch, the elevation of the porch is less than 10 tefachim above the ground, so we're not required to put a makeh. Fine. So the but the porch doesn't have a mechitzav 10 tefachim around it, so the porch is not a rishus hayochid. So I can't carry from inside my house, inside the house of rishus hayochid, has walls around it, I can't carry from my house onto the porch. I have to do something to be allowed to carry on the, I can't carry on the porch more than dalar amos. The porch is the hakarmelis. The porch is more than dalar adal tefachim, so it's not going to be a makom tor, but it'll be a karmelis. Dalar adal tefachim, and it does not mechitzah around, it'll be a karmelis. So there is a din, that's what Tosfos quotes here, chorei rishus hayochid, gerishus hayochid dami. That means like this. Let's say a person has an apartment, and then he can, an apartment has mechitzas around it, so it's a rishus hayochid, and then he has a balcony that goes out, he opens up the doors from the apartment, he walks out on the balcony, and the balcony is the same ground level, or it's a little higher, a little lower, but the ground level of the balcony is within 10 tefachim to the room inside. So that's considered an extension of the Rishus HaYochid. So even if the balcony will have no mechitzas, let's say it's a balcony, he never uses it. A balcony he uses, you need a makkah. A balcony he never uses it. He only uses it when he has to fix something on the outside. So you don't need a makkah. So the balcony will have the status of a Rishus HaYochid because it's an extension of inside. Either if the floor goes straight, so it's chorei, chorei means aloch. An extension of Rishus HaYochid, even though in order to be Rishus HaYochid, you have to have Dalar Adalat Tvachim with Mechitzas around it. And this balcony doesn't have any Mechitzas, but since it's an extension of the inside, so it has the status of Rishus HaYochid. That was a Mishnah. Here's a Mishnah on Pei Zayin Amid Beis. We didn't learn that. We discussed it a little bit. We didn't learn Eina Veinik. The Mishnah talks about a Gezustero. A gezustra is a balcony that's a Rishus HaYochid. The guy lives in an apartment building that's right over the ocean, right over the river. And he wants to draw water from the river. So he wants to throw his bucket into the river and draw water and bring it up. So the Mishnah says it's a problem because the river is a karmelis. Inside his gezustra, inside his Rishus HaYochid, is a Rishus HaYochid. You're not allowed to carry from the karmelis into the Rishus HaYochid. So the Mishnah gives you an etzah how to make the... He has a balcony that a gezustra is a balcony that extends a landing that extends out from, here's the building and the balcony extends out. So the Mishnah says take some cardboard that's 10 tefachim tall and so the side of the building is one mechitza. Let's say like this, the side of the building is one mechitza and the balcony is over here on the 10th floor, it's protruding. So let him put a cardboard mechitza 10 tefachim tall either above the balcony or below the balcony. On one side, two sides, three sides. And then here you have the wall of the building, so you have four sides, mukaf mechitza. The thing is suspended in mid-air. It's 10 stories up, hanging in the air. Doesn't the mechitza have to be touching the ground? If it's mechitza teluya, that's what we learned 2 weeks ago, mechitza teluya, it's gedoyim bokimbo, so it's no good. The mechitza, you only say good achis mechitza if it's within 3 tefachim to the ground. Over here it's suspended in the air. So the Gemara said that's not a problem. That's only if the mechitza is suspended in midair and below it is a ground where animals roam around. But if below it is a river and there are no animals roaming around there, there are only fish, so then bekias dogim doesn't bother me. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos. Bekias dogim lav shmo bekia. Only bekias gedoyim. Rashi says, why? What's the difference between dogim and gedoyim? It's a Kabbalistic idea here. The Rashi says, no, because the fish swim under the water, so they're not visible. So let's say you have a river below the balcony, and you have boats floating on the river. So the boats are floating above the water. Or let's say you have seals that are jumping up. You don't have dogim, fish that are swimming below the water. You have animals that are jumping up, people are swimming in the river. So then you will have a problem. The only time the Gemara is makel that a mechitza tluya is good al gabi hamayim is because only bikiyas gidoyim bothers me and bikiyas dogim lav shmo bikiya doesn't bother me. Rashi says because the dogim are not near him, the dogim are not near a lion because they swim under the water. By Yosef, if you have a river that has boats going on, it's that's the same as bikiyas gidoyim. So this trick isn't going to work. But that's what the Mishnah has. If you have the gezustra, so the gezustra is a rishus hayochid. So how do you draw the water from the river? The river is the hakamelis. How do you draw the water from the river onto the gezustra? You can't draw it. So the Gemara says, make a hole in the gezustra and drop the bucket directly below and make sure that that area of the gezustra should have mechitzas around it. One mechitzah has, that's the side of the wall, the building. And then make artificial three more mechitzas And since it's only Bikiyas Dogim, it's not Bikiyas Gidoyim, and the Dogim are not near him lying because they swim under the water, so you say, Good Achis Mechitzto, and the area directly below the Gezustra is a Rishus HaYochid. So Tosis wants to know, why was the Gezustra a Rishus HaYochid to begin with? It sounds like the Gezustra was a Rishus HaYochid even before he put up the cardboard walls. The cardboard walls are in order to... Mishnah says... The cardboard walls are in order to make the area below the Gezustra into Rishus HaYochid also. So if you drop the bucket, can't throw the bucket like this, because over there is a Karmelis. You have to drop the bucket directly below. So what made the Gezustra into Rishus HaYochid before you had the walls? So Tosis says, here the Tosis on Peivav Amid Beis. The bottom Tosis on Peivav Amid Beis is commenting on the Mishnah on Peizayin Amid Beis, Gezustra. The first line they write, Aval ha-gzustra atzma habi rishus ha-yachid. V'hen gzustra de masnis and ektani. You have to make a mechiz. Gzustra grufa habi rishus ha-yachid. The shayla is why? Teima, in the third line. Kem dein lo mechiz, namai habi rishus ha-yachid. Why is the gzustra rishus ha-yachid? So Taisa says, it's a chare rishus ha-yachid. You go out straight from the inside of the apartment. It's on the same ground level. Or maybe it's a little below, a little above, but it's not a differential of 10 tfochim. So that's if the Gezustra is within 10 tefachim lower, within 10 tefachim higher than the ground level in the room inside, so that's considered an extension. If it's more than 10 tefachim, it's not a hemshech. It's a different ground level. But if it's within 10 tefachim, it's considered a hemshech with the same ground level, so that's called chore rishus hayachid, is ki rishus hayachid ami. So Bemis, that's what the Magen Avraham asks. What is Tosis talking about over here? Tosis says, when you have one house, a bayis yichidi, a gag yichidi, and then the roof protrudes on all four sides. So Tosis says, directly, the part of the roof that's directly above the house is a rishus hayachid. But the extension of the roof that sticks out, if it sticks out for tvachim, so that's going to be a karmelis. So the rishus hayachid is nifritz l'makam asala. So they ask, what are they talking about? If directly above the house is a rishus hayachid, so the rest of the protrusion of the roof should be a chore rishus hayachid. Chore rishus hayachid is dina ki rishus hayachid, even if it doesn't have any mechitzas. Adirah, but Tosis should have said, because it protrudes, so you don't say good asik mechitzas, even above the house is not a rishus hayachid. What they say, above the house is a rishus hayachid, but it's nifretz l'moka masala, the whole line in Tosis is not understood. That's a very difficult Tosis. That's why the Chazanish is not happy. He says, no, the pashtus is, if it protrudes, you can't say gurasik mechitza. Mechitza shein any keres. Just like if you have a level roof that covers the both adjacent homes, the two attached homes, you can't say gurasik mechitza that to visualize as if the mechitza that goes in between my home and your home is oila l'rakia, because the roof covers it up on top. There's a paint on the floor, but there's no mechitza there. So you can't break through the roof. So you can't break through the roof if the roof protrudes over here either. They're just the Chazanish things. Mistami, you need a shear. Four tvachim, three tvachim, two tvachim. Anamo, etzba, you need some shear. It just protrudes a mashu. That doesn't make sense to say that's already called the mechitza shein in the keres. So maybe you need four tvachim that it should be called protruding. But if it's the way Tosis presents it, it's very difficult.
But it's still, whatever it's four or five tvachim, whatever it happens to be, it's still one thing. I mean, it's still not saying. How do you get a karmelis up here? Just
going to
be, no matter how long the extension is,
yeah,
still one thing.
No, but the part of the roof above the house has mechitzas. Tosis is assuming that you say oilad l'rakia, so that has mechitzas. The part outside only has mechitzas on one side; it doesn't have on the other three sides. So the part that protrudes, Tosis visualizes that's a karmelis. Then they yes, but we have a rule in karmelis l'mayla me'asora. How can you say the edge of the rooftop is a karmelis? How can you say the George Washington Bridge is a karmelis, but it's in the air above 10 tefachim? So they say, no, you read the Gemara wrong. That's what we read before. In karmelis, ma'ala me'asar means when you have a karmelis, the floor is a karmelis. It's only teifas avir up until 10 tefachim. But there's no such rule that if the floor of the karmelis is above 10 tefachim from the ground, that the floor is not going to be, it'll be a karmelis. If that's where it starts, it can be a karmelis.
If we pass it like a Shimon, the whole thing is one
reef. The way we paskin, there's no shaila. That can carry from one rooftop to the other. The machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, is if one should have assumed like the chachamim. So their machlekes is irrelevant on this case, because you may carry from one rooftop to the other. But their machlekes is relevant in other cases, by the George Washington Bridge. But that's what the Chazon Ish says. No, look in the Tosfos on Tzadikim and Aleph, that even Shmuel, who was Mekel, was only Mekel when you're dealing with a Treder Rabbanan. You're dealing with a Gezeres Shleim HaMelech, with a Nifrit Slamakam Asala. But if you're dealing with the real issue, is the Mechitza Odlar Akiya, is the George Washington Benjamin Shesach, and no one's going to say you say good Achis Mechitza. Everybody agrees with Rav that it's Mechitza Shein and Nikeris. You don't say Odlar Akiya.
According to a shul, if I have my chutzner and my karpa, I can't carry between them.
According to Reb Shimon,
because they're separate.
He says everything is good. Echa gagas vecha chatzeris vecha karpi. Yeah, but he says everything goes. He can carry from my gag to your chatzer to his karpif. It's all b'shusach. That's how we pass it. There were other Tanoim who disagreed, but we Rabbi Shmuel paskin like Rab Shimon. So we paskin lahokal on all of this. That thesis is important. The bottom of that, on pei tesam and aleph. The end of the thesis is important. The emery. In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, Rashi writes like that. Rashi writes, in the days of the Gemara, they would build a building and the rooftop would be flat. In the days of the Balei HaTosfos, the rooftop would be like an inverted V. It would be like this, so the rain should roll down. Instead of having flat rooftops, they had like this. So Tosfos writes, for Oymeri, on the fifth line of Tosfos, for Oymeri, the Gag in Shalonu, the way we build houses, that the rooftop is not flat, but it's slanty. Gagan Shalonu Shabaltim Rasheihem L'Rishus HaRabim. That the roof protrudes past the walls. The walls of the building are like this, and the rooftop protrudes past it. So you can't say Oyla L'Rakia because it's Mechitza Shein and Nikorais. Va'avidi ki urzilo, and the roof is not flat, but it's slanty, it's diagonal, the pirish rashi, the meforesh, that's a gemara chofeyam base. Here. The gemara on chofeyam base is discussing a topic of pitikra yared v'soysim. Pitikra yared v'soysim is a din like this. Let's say you have a bus stop. In New York City you have a lot by a bus stop. So the bus stops have two plastic walls, a bus shelter, that no one should get rained on when they're waiting for the bus, but the seat there. So you have two shelters, two walls like this, adjacent, at right angle to each other. See, if the walls don't come within three tefachim to the ground, so the two walls don't count either, because mechitza shagdayim bokum. But I think most of the time, if I'm not mistaken, the walls do come within three tefachim to the ground, and they're certainly more than 10 tefachim tall. But you only have two walls. In order to be a Rishus Hayechid, you got to have at least three walls. And two walls is not enough. But you have a roof on top of the area. So that's a big machlekes. Whether you say in such a case, pi hatikra, you're red v'sosim. The edge of the tikra is considered a mechitza. So in Shulchan Aruch, there are more paskins that you do say. If you only have one wall, and you have a roof on top, you don't say pi tikra three times to substitute with three walls. Or if you have two walls that are parallel to each other and you have a tikra on top, you do not say, if it's mefulish, the part that's missing is mefulish, zeh keneged zeh. So Tosfos has a gemara that in Sukkah, gemara in the first paragraph in Sukkah, you don't say pitikra yared v'soysim on mefulish. But if you have a right angle to each other, like the bus shelter, and then you have a tikra on top, so then you say pitikra yared v'soysim for the third and the fourth walls. The Rambam and the Rif hold, you only say pitikra yared v'soysim if you have three walls. So the whole need for the tikkun and the ruach of is only the rabbanon. So then you hold pitika yarvisayim to satisfy din the rabban, but to satisfy a real need for mechitz on the level of the raisa. So the Rambam and the Rif hold that you never say pitika yarvisayim. The Mishnah Brura tries to encourage. Mishnah Brura always introduces chumras, so he tries to encourage people to be machmer for the Rambam and the Rif. But he says the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says halacha l'maisa. If you have two walls that are at a right angle to each other, you have a tikkun on top. So there are more paskins like Tosfos that you say pitikra yared v'soysim to substitute for the third wall for the fourth wall. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, maybe there are more men to say that that's the maximum you can be mekel, but he didn't mean you should really be mekel like that. That's not what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch it says if you have two walls at a right angle to each other, you have a tikra on top. So you follow Tosfos. Tosfos says in such a case you do say pitikra. If they're parallel to each other, or you only have one wall, you're going to say pitikra three times, doesn't go. So now Tosfos quotes a Rashi. The Gemara there on Chafena base is talking about applying Pitikra Yervisaisim. So you have two walls that are at right angle to each other, Then you have a tikra, but the tikra is ki urzilo. The Gemara has on the second line from the top of Chofeim Adays, the Gemara says, Hachmar Skina, we're talking about a rooftop, the Avida ki urzilo. That's Rashi's girsa. And Rashi translates Arzila means that it's a slanty roof, and Pitikra Yarvisasim only applies if the roof is flat. If the roof is slanty, you don't say Pitikra. Tesis says, Anechtigetog. The second Tesis has a different girsa. Chacham Askina de Ovid ki Arsala. And it means a different shot. It means it doesn't have any walls at all. You're going to say Pitikra Yarvisasim four times. You just have a Tikra and you have no walls at all. Or even if you have one wall, you have two walls that are parallel. You don't say Pitikra when it's Mefulash. So Taisa says there is no mocker in the Gemara for what Rashi said, that there's a difference between a flat roof as opposed to a slanty roof. But Taisa is machmefer. They end off. Rashi has a different girsa or zila, and Rashi says that it's meshupa. If it's meshupa, whenever the rooftop is slanty, you don't say pitikra v'seisim. It's not called a tikra if it's slanty. You only say pitikra if it's flat. So here, even though Taisa had a different girsa, and they don't agree with Rashi, but they're machmefer Rashi. So that's what Tosis writes over here on Peitesam and Alba. That's what they're talking about. You have a house, and it has a roof, and the roof protrudes over the sides, and the roof is slanty, and the roof is slanty. The Mishnah Berurah says that sometimes they have a roof that's slanty, an inverted V, but then it also has a flat roof. And you have a flat roof plus this, that the water should rain down. So and he says, Dami hocha, the slanty roof. Forget about the slanty roof. Yeah, you have a flat roof, so you say Pitikra, you have a system on the flat roof. But here Tais is talking, you don't have any flat roof, you only have the slanty roof. They still build homes like that sometimes. So he says, V'oy Mari, the Gagin Shalonu, the way they build Bismanazeh, that's opposed to the days of the Gemara. Rashi writes, in the days of the Gemara, the rooftops used to be flat. Rashi writes it on Tzadikam and Aleph somewhere. The rooftops used to be flat, but Bismanazeh, the rooftop is slanty and it protrudes past the building, past the walls. Yeah, it extends past the wall of the building. And it's slanty, the Pirish Rashi, the way Rashi learns it before Kirzila Bishipua Kigagen Shalonu. That's the Rashi on Chafeim and Beis. The Rashi in Dab Tzadik and Al has it also. So then Tosfos says, the whole top of the roof is going to be a karmelis. Why? The loy minkera mechitzta. Pasha pshat is because you can't say oila l'rakia, you can't cut through the roof, and the roof protrudes further. So since the roof protrudes, so even on top of the house is going to be a karmelis. Has no mechitzas at all because you can't say good asik. Lek lemem good asik. And then they say, so why don't you say, forget about good asik that the wall should go up. Why don't you just say the edge of the rooftop should be considered as mechitza, pitikra yavisayim. So the Torah says you can't say pitikra nami l'armin and kiven the avidi ki urzilo. If you're going to say, they're talking about a case, if you have, let's say, the roof is slanty, the rest of the three walls, the roof doesn't protrude. Only on one side the roof protrudes. So you have three walls, you already have a mechitza. So you only need a mechitza on the fourth wall, or let's say on two sides at right angle to each other, the roof does not protrude. So you have the walls of the building on mechitza, right? And the third and the fourth side, so the roof protrudes. So you can't say good asik mechitza on top. Why don't you say pitikra yerubisosim? So the edge of the tikra should serve as a mechitza. So they say no, since it's slanty, so Rashi holds you can't say pitikra yerubisosim. Okay, then they get involved in other things. So this part of the Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We're machmer for that. That if you have a slanty roof, you can't say pitikra yerev
esayim. What does the pitikra yerev esayim do? One's talking going up, one's talking going down.
If you visualize as if the pitikra is going down, so you have a mechitza down, so then it's olal rakia also. Once it goes down, so it's olal l'rakia. So it'll help for the top of the roof as well. So they say, but it has to begin by going down. You have to start by saying pitikra, you heard v'soisem. Once it goes down, so then you can visualize if it goes up. But you don't get the first base. You have no right to say you heard v'soisem. According to Rashi, they're machma for Rashi, that it's slanty. There is a chumra. One of the achronim wrote the Nesivus wrote a Sefer in Hilchas Pesach that's called Mekor Chaim. So Nesivus was a Rav in a little village in Lisa. So he had to give drushes, so he printed a whole sefer of drushes, and he had to make an Erev for his kehillah. So he has at the end of Mekor Chaim and Hilchas Pesach, he has a page and a half that's called Tikkun Erevin. A page and a half, every three quarters of a line is another din. It's like Mamasha Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A din and a din, and it doesn't have one, two, three, four, just one din, another din, a page and a half. Every three quarters of a line is another din. Mishnah Berurah always quoted, you would think, Miyadeh, how big the Sefer is. It's only 1.5 pages, the whole thing. Less than 1.5 pages. At the end of the Hilchas Pesach Sefer, at the end of the Mekor Chaim. So the Tikkun Erevin writes a Chiddush. Let's say you have, I remember when we used to go to the bungalow colony, so we had a swimming pool. And the swimming pool had a fence around it so the little children shouldn't fall in, they shouldn't drown. The fence had a gate to make sure no one falls in, no one goes in without adult supervision. So then when they were making the Erev around the whole bungalow colony, so it would have been easier if they could have used one of the poles that was inside the area enclosed by the fence around the swimming pool. So the Sivis writes in the Tikkun Erev, and the Mishneh Berurah quotes this, you can't use a pole that's inside a Rishus HaYochid. Just like you can't say good Asik Mechitzta to go through, you can't say good Asik Mechitzta to go through a roof. That's like Silik Mechitzta. So if you have a swimming pool, you have an area that has a mechitza around it. That's a lot of times you have when you're making an area for the city. So they happen to have a pole in the middle of someone's front lawn. And the front lawn is mukaf mechitza, arum and arum. So if you have a pole in the middle of that, or let's say sometimes the wire of the area in the city is going to go above somebody's front lawn or backyard, and the front lawn of the backyard is mukaf mechitza. So it's a perfect rishus hayachid without anything. So then the Nesivus has this chumrah, you can't break through an already existing, mechitzas are impenetrable. Just like the rooftop is impenetrable, you can't visualize as if the good asig mechitzah, the mechitzah goes up, cuts through the George Washington Bridge, it doesn't cut through the rooftop. So okay, if you have mechitzas around an area, the mechitzah doesn't cut through that mechitzah, the tzuras ha-pesel can't cut through that mechitzah either. So that's a chumrah that many have. You can't put the pole toch Rishus HaYochid, and you can't even have the wire going over a Rishus HaYochid either. Most are mekel on that. Most gedolim in Europe are mekel on that. And the Nezer thinks that it's a real din deraisa that you can't be mekel on. He says that that's non-negotiable. You can't, absolutely, you can't have the wire. One of the gedolim writes, one of the gedolim was in Tarnopol. He was a babad. He was the Rav in Tarnopol. He was a great nephew of the Minchas Chinuch. So he writes that his father was always machman and everything, but this he was always mekel. That the wire can go over Rishus Sayachid, that's not a problem. So some had a chumrah. This is famous. Some had a chumrah. If you have a building, let's say you're making an Erev with the poles and wires, and you have a building over here, and then you want to put a pole over here in front of the building in order to tie a wire over here. This should be the end of the Erev. This should go around and around. You have economy, but you have a roof that protrudes over here. So some of the Achrayim said, if you have a roof that protrudes, then we say, Pitikr Yared Visoysein. So your pole is Terch Rishus HaYochid. So your Kon is going to be Terch Rishus HaYochid. So that's highly questionable. What do you mean? You just have a wall? Just have one wall, and you have a roof that protrudes. So how is that going to be Rishus HaYochid? You mean you're going to say Pitikra three times? One, two, three. So you don't say Pitikra three times. You only have one wall and Pitikra. Sometimes the buildings are constructed in such a way it goes in and it goes out. So sometimes fancy buildings, sometimes you'll have two walls like this, and it'll be an area of dalet tvachim, and you'll have taka tikra on top of it. That'll be flat. If it's slanty, so then Rashi says you don't say Pitikra. According to Taisus, there is no Gemara, so it could be Taisus would be Machman. The Meiri says on Daf Chafei, Taisus would be Machman to say, you do say Pitikra even on a slanty roof. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote like Rashi, you don't say Pitikra on a slanty roof. So if you have two walls that are at right angle to each other, and then you have a flat roof that goes like this, and you'll say Pitikra over here and over here, so then it will be that the area directly over here will be Rishus HaYochid. So there's room to be machme, maybe, to say that you can't put a pole over here. There's going to be a pole toch Rishus HaYochid. But usually that's not the case. Usually, even if you have the roof protruding, It's rare that you're going to have a Hechitim said that you have two walls, and you're going to say Pitikra on the third and the fourth wall. And a lot of times the roof is going to be slanty. So Shulchan Aruch says, like Tesis, on a slanty roof, you don't see Pitikra Yerbisos. So it doesn't pose a problem. Years ago, they attacked Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky. There's a whole background. They attacked Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky in Hamuar. So they didn't want to write by name who it was. So they wrote a famous Rosh Yeshiva from Torah V'Das whose name starts with a Yud and a Kuf. There was only one with a long white beard.
Don't mention his name.
There was only one person like that. So they said, and he goes to Kimp or Shraga, whatever the Kimp is called, Torah V'Das Kimp. And he allowed them to make an Erev with the pole under the protrusion of the rooftop against this Poisek who says that it's no good. So the whole thing was a joke. Abyan Kamenetsky, Chayz Galach, and the whole thing. They were upset why he didn't pay for his subscription. They used to send to people who never asked for it, and then they would ask him, they'd send you a bill, and then they would say, if you don't pay the bill, they're going to attack you. So he said, take all the hamors. I wasn't interested. He didn't want them. So that's how they attacked them. The only thing they could find was they allowed them to make an error in the Torah V'Das camp, where they had the pole under the extension of the roof, but it was a joke because there wasn't any pitikra there. Even the chumrah didn't apply over there. Anyway, that's all based on this thesis. The whole din is based on this thesis. After Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon Moshe Rabbeinu, Baruch Shalom proclaimed the Aseres HaDibros. Then he tells Moshe, Alei Elai HaHara, Ve'etn L'cho, where is it? That's the last Parsha. The last 10 Psukim, the last 7 Psukim in the Parsha, in Mishpatim. Alei Elai HaHara, climb up to HaSinai, the Hayesham, stay there for a while. He stayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Ve'etn L'cho, S'lucha Seb, Ma'atera Mitzvah, Shekasavti L'hoi Roi Som. So the Gemara understands from the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu was given more than the luchas of the Aseres HaDibros. It says, Et luchas luchas ha'evin, that's the Aseres HaDibros that were on the Shnei luchas ha'bis. V'ha-Torah v'ha-Mitzvah asher kasafti l'hoi-roisim sounds like more and more and more, as a lot of things. So what does every phrase mean? So the Gemara says, luchas ha'evin is the Aseres HaDibros on the Shnei luchas ha'bis. Ha-Torah is the rest of the whole Chumash, the Torah Shebichsav. But HaMitzvah, the Gemara says, the Gemara understands, HaMitzvah goes on Torah Shebal Peh. HaMitzvah means Torah Shebal Peh. Like the Gemara says, all of the Chomish Hilcha Shchita, their special way to Shecht, Shehi Adrasa Chalada HaGrama V'Iko, all the details of Shchita, it's all Halach HaMoshe Misina. Is it ever referred to in the Chumash that there are special ways how to Shecht? So it says, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be allowed to Shecht V'Zavachto Kashetzi V'Sicho. The kashet zivisich has the connotation of halacha l'moshe misinai. The chomish ilcha shchita that were nimsuru bal peh. So here also it says v'hamitzvah, or it says l'moshel v'yitzbu al midyon kashat ziva Hashem es Moshe. In the end of Parshas Matos, it says like that by Melchemes Midyon. So it says the Rebbeinu Shalom commands Moshe Rabbeinu that he should wage war against Midyon, and they wage war, he was commanded. They should just say v'yitzbu al midyon. What does it add on? Kashetzi v'Hashem es Moshe. So the Rambam quotes a Sifrei, not Pasuk, that there's an additional din in Hilchas Muhammad that's never written in Chumash. It was only Nimsar Balpet to Moshe Rabbeinu, namely, that when you wage war against the enemy, whether Melchem es Mitzvah, Melchem es Rishus, you should only surround them on three sides. You shouldn't surround them on the fourth side. They should have a way to run away. What exactly is the rationale? Mistama, what it means is if you surround them on all four sides, they're going to be Moshe Nefesh to fight back harder. If you only surround them on three sides, so there's a way to run away. So they may choose to run away. So they're not going to fight so hard. So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, Vayitzbal Midim Kashat Siva Hashem Es Moshe refers to this Torah Shabal Peh. The word Siva, you have other psukim also like that, that the Gemara understands the word Siva, mitzvah goes on Torah Shabal Peh. So the Rambam quotes this in the introduction to Mishnah Torah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us HaTorah VaHaMitzvah. He gave us Torah means Torah Shebichzav. VaHaMitzvah means the whole Torah Shebal Peh. Then the Gemara says, Asher Kosafti is a reference to Nevi'im Uksuvim. That the text of Nevi'im Uksuvim was also given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So what happened in the later generations? So that's what Rashi quotes this Medrash on the Psukim Masa Dvar Hashem Beyad Malachi Hanavi. I think in the Nevuah of Malachi. So why is it called Masa? He says this was a something that was carried over from generation to generation until Malachi wrote it down. But all the ideas that appear in the Vimaksum were already told to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Lashonis were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Mabit. Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, they were all Sfardim in Eretz. There were no Ashkenazim living in the 1500s in Eretz Yisrael. They were all Sfardim, so he davened Nusach Sfard. So effect Akasha, when they bench Brichas HaMozen, the Gemara says the first bracha Til Azanas HaKol was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu when the Mon came down. The second bracha was composed by Yeshua Ben Nun when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so they had to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. Third bracha was in Rachim. Third bracha was composed by David HaMelech when he established Yerushalayim as the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And then when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so he added on, thank you for giving us Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. And then after the destruction of Yerushalayim, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so they changed the Rachim, no, have Rachmanis, Al Tziyam Mishkan Kvedech Yerushalayim Mir Kodshech, have Rachmanis. But originally it was to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of this. So Efrek Takashe, and Atav HaMeitav was later, B'yavdin Tiknu, that was introduced after the Churban HaBetah. So the Mabit asked the Kasha, what do you mean? Hazanas HaKol was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Nusach Svar, they say, Komur, Pesechas Yadecha, Masbir L'chol Chayrat. That's an Ashrei. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what it says in Ashrei. How can it be? So he says, yeah. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem Kasavti means the whole Nevi Miksum, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says the word Ko'amur didn't exist in the original Nutzach. Originally they said, Pesechas Yadecha, Masbir L'chol Chayrat, because the Pesuk was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then after David HaMelech composed Tehillim, and he took that pasuk that was floating in the air from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he inserted it into the Kisvei HaKadosh, so then he says, they added on the word Kamur, as it says in the Tanakh. But originally in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he composed the Nusach of Hazanah HaKol, they said the pasuk, Pesechus Yadecha, but he couldn't say Kamur, Vasa Shteit Nisht in Tanakh, it was only Nimser Baal Peh. Then the Gemara says, that's Asher Kasafti. Then Lohei Rosam goes on the Mishnah. The koyach of the hamitzvah goes on Torah Shebal Peh, and the hayrosim goes on the ability to develop new concepts and new halachas based on midas haTorah and reshes mehem. Hamitzvah goes on Torah Shebal Peh like halachas l'Moshe Misinai, and the hayrosim means the koyach that the chachamim have, the midas haTorah and reshes mehem. How to darshim sukim to figure out all the details of the halacha. So the Gemara understands that all of this was given to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, not just the luchos ha'aven, v'haTorah, v'haMitzvah. Asher Kasafti is a third thing, Lohai Rosim is a fourth thing. Four things in addition to the Luchas. Everything was Lamosha Messina.
The person who holds them
next week, you'll be.
Oh, next week, I forgot. Next week, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael for a whole week. I'm going this Thursday, so I won't be able to give a shit. But the Tuesday after, we'll continue.
We'll host Foxham.
Okay. Good.
Whoever holds a box of masa, are they obligated to tell the rove of the Jews that it's available for them?
Yeah. The erev is only valid if everybody knows.
So everybody. So how do they apply it? Like in here, in New York? I mean, where is the box?
The box of matzah is usually in the shul.
But does everybody know it? What if the people don't know it?
They really should advertise in the shul. Yeah, the box of matzah. Everybody has it.